I might, my orders in order to send a bunch of my junk home. All my excess boots and stuff. So the army will send it home for me that way. And Captain Bauer said I should be getting my orders in the next couple of days. This letter I got here was from, you know, they know I'm coming, so they wrote me a letter, but the people who are going to send me haven't wrote me a letter yet, okay? That's the way it works. It's nice to know that your job doesn't sound too interesting. I'm sure it won't be for the first couple of months, but that's, I guess, too bad. Well, it's another facet of this interesting life. Oh, well. It'll be in Washington, D.C. I don't think it'll be in the Pentagon, though. It'll be downtown someplace in an office. Maybe. I don't know. It's had to say. But Washington's nice. Particularly in December and January and February. Blanche. Keep my old black parka handy. I mean, unless Mom's worn it out by now. Out there working in the garden and all. Oh boy. I was just looking through for that letter. I think I threw it away. Mom sent last week. Please send these pictures back. Well, they're still here. I'll send them back. I haven't thrown them out yet. I got that letter from John said that he would send the slides and tapes. I guess you got them by now. I reminded him again. It's been a real good summer for him. He's working like crazy, going to school. And he's got a new car. He's putting 50 miles a day on it, commuting between West Denver and Boulder. I was just looking in the Stars and Stripes tonight, and I saw they had a 6-inch hail out there in West Denver. I don't know if that was... He was probably right on the edge of it. His folks were, anyway. Typical Denver weather. If you don't like it, wait 5 minutes. Yeah, I remember that. I asked for 40 days leave when I get out of this place. I don't know if I'll get it or not, but my plans are to leave, let's see, about the 19th or 20th of October, 21st of October, and that'll give us at least a week and a couple of days to drive across. And if I get 40 days, we get to spend a couple of days in, you know, a few more days at home there, maybe, and then I want to spend some time in Boulder, of course. She wants to stop in Chicago and see Denise. You met Denise, if you'll recall. I brought her down for dinner on the weekend before I took Marge out. Denise was a school teacher. Very nice young lady. Was presently married and living in Chicago and hating it, wishing she was back in California. That may happen to me too, but I don't know. Did I tell you I got my uniform? I got that a while back. Yeah, I got that the week I made the tape to you. Last tape I made to you. Hanging it there on the wall. I'm gonna pack all that stuff up and send it. Someday. It takes about 6 weeks to get there, so by the time I get there, it'll get there. Isn't that nice? 1, 2. I have, by the way, in case you're interested, I have 36 days left tomorrow. I am keeping count, yes, 36 days. It's going by rather nicely, I'd say. Yeah, but not fast enough. Well, this last week went pretty fast. In fact, yesterday I made my tape to Marge. I said, hey, is today Friday or Thursday? It's Friday. Well, gee, got a day, an extra day in there I didn't know about. Which is just fine. Just fine. I got a little bit of a cold, or I had one. I'm just about over it now. Sleeping well because it's cold. I got a sheet and two blankets on my bed. I snuggle up in there at night. I got a piece of plywood between my mattress and my my cot, just like, it's the same bed I had in Colorado. Just, you know, same way. The mattress is a little older and a little dirtier, but that's about all. Everything's... Oh, we got... been building here in the front half of the front third of the house. You know, there's 6 cubicles in this place.
front two were unoccupied. Well, we moved Lieutenant Lee out of there and moved him to the back. See? So at least four living cubicles and two unliving cubicles. So we took it, and we got some plywood from a source, and we paneled it all with plywood. It's a real dark, plywood. Real, it's out exterior plywood. It's got this sort of a dark painting coat on it. We got us a helicopter blade. If you can believe us, with a hacksaw blade for 3.5 hours, cutting this helicopter blade twice. It was crazy, but we did it. It's got a honeycomb aluminum mesh in the middle and a solid piece of steel on both ends, except one end is solid and the other end is a great big hollow piece of steel. That took us 2.5 hours to cut through it the first time and only 1.5 hours the second time because we knew what we were doing and how to do about it. And then we must have gone through about 9 different hacksaw blades. We got it in 2. And we cut it again. And we made a little 2x, we made a massive 2x4 frame and put it up as a bar. And we got our refrigerator and a bar made out of a helicopter blade. And I got a table and our lounge chairs. And we got the neon lights. Now the next thing, plywood gets here tomorrow to do the roof of the place. And then the sides around the top there. And it'll look real nice. It's kind of a nice place to come sit in, and you can come back here to your living quarters, too. And it's, we're the only, there's 4 officers back here, and Captain Miller, Lieutenant Lee, and myself are 4 of them, or 3 of them. Lieutenant Lee made first lieutenant the other day, on the 23rd. So, he was real happy about that. Got just over 100 days to go. Cap Miller's got 40 some odd, and I got 50 some odd, and I got 36. So, that's the way things is. I suppose I'll be getting a letter from you tomorrow or the next day. It's been a while since I had one. And it's inevitably after I mail a tape, I get a letter, lots of questions and stuff, and then I throw the letter or lose it before I make the next tape, and then, it's all gone for naught. Sorry about that. So, I got lots of food, and don't send any more stuff because it's just going to have to come back home or get given away. And I appreciate all the good things you have sent. They're all eaten too, as a matter of fact. let's see. VC, you're supposed to hit this place, I think, that's my guess, anywhere between the 28th and the 11th, 28th of August and the 11th of, 28th of August and the 11th, that's between the last quarter of the moon and the first quarter of the next moon in September. It's dark, and it's also election time. So, I've been working real close with the people downtown and other people interested in the safety of ON-K and getting early information, and it's been interesting. Been picking up today. I went and spent some of the calves' money to buy knives that we give to the Montagnards. So we pay the Vietnamese to make the goods that we give to the Montagnards, so they can cut wood to sell to the Vietnamese. It's kind of an interesting thing. It cost about $150 a day out of the U.S. Army money there, but it's going to hire about 15-20 people, which is all right. Just considering. There it goes. Good night.